So, since you dove there a couple of years, based on your experiences, what did you assume the rest of the bank looked like? And did you notice any changes year to year in terms of the abundance of species or absence? So, changes you may have seen over the years, and what were your assumptions of what the rest of the bank looked like since you were diving such a small part of it?
I didn't see any changes from year to year. Often we were diving at different sites year to year. So we saw changes from the various sites. On the higher pinnacles, that was mostly covered with the barnacles. And yeah, there are a lot of barnacles, and you can see them out there filtering the water. And they were interesting, but they weren't very colorful. But we did document them. And if you move down, then you moved into the sponges, the hydrocoral and the guardia and the tunicates. And that's where most of the color was.
And Corynactis.
Yeah, and Corynactis, certainly. And some of the steeper pinnacles, as you went down, the ecology changed. It was as if you were in the mountains and you were going up higher and higher. And all of a sudden, there's the timber line. Above that, there's no timber. The same on Cordell Bank. You go down to a certain depth, and then the ecology changes. And then it becomes much, much more sparse. Just little solitary organisms on the side. That was very apparent to me in a couple of dives. Of course, you didn't see that on mostly the ridges that were somewhat flat.
How about you, Sue?
I couldn't. In fact, I'm not sure I could tell you which sites I dove on which times. And to me, I just remember this total jumble of things growing on top of each other. Mm-hmm. So,
I just, from our experiences, like one year we were out there and we saw just tons and tons of juvenile rockfish, mm-hmm. and then the next year, none. I was just curious, do you have any big memories of those juvenile rockfish being abundant or not abundant?
I did notice sometimes, yes, there were a lot of them. You know, shoot, go away, I want to take this picture. And that's their environment, so you're working in their environment. When you take a picture and the flash goes off, if the juvenile is too close, it just reflects back and you get a bright spot. Mm-hmm. It spoils the picture, but that's not important. We're not there to take these really artistic pictures. We're just to bring back a representative set of Cordell Bank. And sometimes you would see the larger rockfish and fewer juveniles, but they were always present, always there. And occasional, I didn't see too many lane cod, but I did on one dive see one. But I did notice the lack of nudibranchs. You know, diving the shallow waters along the coast, you see all kinds of nudibranchs, lots of them, different colors. I do not recall seeing a nudibranch, but other divers have captured pictures of them. So that was an interesting observation on my part.
That's great.